Hey guys, yeah, what up, my people? Keep it in lockdown right here with your darling host, Opayemi. I still remain my humble self, aka Science Entertainment, aka Niger Fine Girl. You know how we do here. You know I'm always happy when I'm here to talk to you guys. You guys are at the source of my joy. I'm so happy. Hope you guys are doing fine. Hope you guys are great. Yeah, allow me to say happy new month, because this is my first podcast in this month of August. You guys, guess what? This month is my best month. Yeah, this month is my best month. I'm so excited. And I want every one of us to be happy as well. I want us to be happy despite what is going on right now, despite the economy downturn, despite the COVID-19, despite the situation around. I want us to be happy. Always happy. I want us to be happy always. So today I'm gonna be talking about I want to motivate you guys or inspire you. When I say motivate, don't see me as one of those regular motivational speakers, like a motivational speaker today that I hear again. No, they don't call me again. No. I'm just your friend. I want to just gist you. I want us to just inspire each other. So I want us to talk about, why do we reject ourselves? Self-rejection is grafted from two of the most painful of human experiences, that is rejection and shame. When these have taken root in our lives, we can become desperately tangled in, that affected so many people. We begin to feel, I shouldn't have done that. I should have done this. This shouldn't have happened. This should have happened. Shame can grow from the seed of guilt. We may deeply regret the mistakes of our past, and even though we may be forgiven, we may not even manage to forgive ourselves. Even thinking about what we've done or failed to do, it creates a shame response. We are angry with ourselves, we feel unworthy, we feel undeserving of good things. Deep down in us, we are feeling so bad. Shame is also created by things that happen to us, things that should have not happened. We may believe what happened is somehow our fault. A classic example of this is domestic abuse. Yeah, over time, women who are battered naturally begin to believe they are to blame. Somehow they deserve the abuse, or they might even try to add out to please the abuser, which is not supposed to be so. Shame has a voice. She whispers scribbling messages into your ear. A message sounds like blame. Yeah, shame tells you you are bad. Should have known better. You don't deserve to be happy. Shame climbs onto your back, stoop your shoulders, and make every step an effort. She pushes your head down and causes you to fold in on yourself. She makes you to want to hide, which is so bad. Self-rejection may have roots of shame. When you dig deeper, you may find the seed cause was the act of feeling of being rejected by others. Yeah, I remember some times ago, I once had the opportunity to visit a home for crack babies. Yeah, these are infants who have been born into drug addiction. Maybe because their mother were drug dependent during pregnancy. But one way or the other, they found themselves abandoned. So volunteers to this house have one job. I mean the crack babies volunteer, people that volunteer to take care of them. They have just one job. They rock the babies to comfort them through drug withdrawal. I will always remember one baby the volunteer called an impressions. She was absolutely breathtaking. Her eyebrows were perfect, and they framed the most gorgeous eyes I've ever looked into. But Precious did not look back. No matter how much I tried to make eye contact with this child, she would not. Her brow might rise as if she's interested in the game I was playing or the song I was singing, but she would not look into my eye. So I got worried. I asked the nurse what could have happened. Then the nurse described this condition as a form of attachment disorder. I learned Precious had been abandoned by an addicted mother, not once, but twice. The nurse explained that the baby would have made eye contact because eye contact is a human connection. At the age of 18 months, her experiences with rejection taught her not to connect with another human being because she has been disappointed. She might smile for you, the nurse said, but she will not meet your eyes. Thankfully for people like Precious, there is hope. What rejection steals from us can be restored. We can learn to trust again. Wherever you are now, Precious, I pray your wound will be healed in Jesus' name. I felt so bad for Precious because she has been rejected so many times. So she refused to be happy again. She refused to give another person a trial. She believed there's no longer hope. And I'm sure we have people like Precious out there, they've lost hope. They believe there's no hope again. And rejection has led so many people to this. But I want to tell you, there's still hope. I want to tell you, rejection might originate from a physical deformity, abuse or criticism. In fact, if you've traced the lines from deepest emotional wound, you may find the source is rejection. It's not the experience of rejection that causes us to reject ourselves. It's our response to the rejection. What is your response to rejection? I want you to respond well. I want you to face rejection. I want you to stop denying yourself of happiness. I want you to reject rejection. I want you to stand to your feet and say, yes, I can give another person a chance. I can make it again. I can be fine again. I have hope. Yeah. Thank you for listening to me again today on the episode of This Is My Podcast. See you guys next time. Bye. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of my podcast. I still remain your favorite host, Okpeyemi, aka Science Entertainment. Before now, I used to think I don't need a mentor, I can do this myself, I can do that myself. But over time, I realized I really do need a mentor. I realized if you really want to go far with what you do, or you really want to be good at what you do, you need a mentor. So today's episode, I'm going to be talking about who needs a mentor. The short answer is everyone does, and that includes you and me. Mentoring is especially helpful if you are in transition, if you're managing change, or you're preparing for a next step. I want you to know that mentoring can be the lifeline if you are making a tough decision, or you are dealing with complex problems, or you are not getting the results you need. It can also help you if you're stuck in a rut and you need a fresh perspective. Mentoring can be your lifeline. So today I want to cite an example of a lady that decided to choose a mentor for herself, and I wanted to see the outcome of her decision. I'll be talking about Suzanne. Suzanne was a new manager and she was not entirely prepared for the challenges of that position. So within the first 6 months, turnover went up and productivity went down. She was managing friends and former co-workers, some of whom believed they should have received the promotion. So on more than one occasion, team members went over her head to discuss issues with her boss. Suzanne needs a mentor. And she knew she needed a mentor, so she searched for a mentor who could help her recover her confidence and also could help her build credibility with her team and develop leadership skills. So these strategies not only stabilized her in her current role, they also positioned her well for higher levels of leadership in the future. This scene reminds us that mentoring is real-time and customized. It's not about doing launch, it is development in action where goals and obstacles are transformed into mentoring moments and case studies. Outcomes and results in mentoring are important, but the process is where the real value is. It is what we learn alongside and also the way that puts real topsin on the ball. So I want you to know, if you don't have a mentor, make this year a year to find one. Mentoring is by far one of the most powerful things you can do for your career and your sanity. We are designed for success, but we are not designed to go it alone. Our lives should come with one of these disclaimers. I tell people, do not attempt any of this alone. So thank you for listening to me today on my episode. So next episode, I'm going to be talking about how to choose a mentor, also how to test drive your mentor choices. Don't forget, you're hanging out with Okpeyemi, aka Science Entertainment. See you in my next episode. Bye.